Blog Talk Radio.
They say that mountains can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like me. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the impossible. Break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. We know that hope is ever lost. Oh, for there is still an empty grave. God, we believe no matter what. There is power in your name.
You said, I believe, you said. We believe for it. By C.C. Winer. You got to believe for it, according to the Word of God. If you can believe, all things are possible. You have to believe for it. That's the way it works. Some of you may not know this, but I'm going to tell you, you have to believe for it. You have to believe for it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're excited about the Word of God. We're excited about what God is going to deposit in us this day. This hour. When I tell you I'm excited because it's about believing. The Word of God has to be the final authority. If you're going to be saved today, it's because you believe, you trust the Word of God above what you think and above what you feel. But remember, it didn't come cheap, and it wasn't something you came up with, but what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thine mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and it's with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not perish and shouldn't be ashamed either. But there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. It's the same Lord over all. Is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then you ask, how shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And then how shall they hear without a preacher, you ask? Then the question is asked, and how shall they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preached the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things. It was Isaiah that said they had not believed. So I say to those that have not believed, you can believe through the knowledge that you're going to acquire this day. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and we'll pick up where we left off yesterday.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone, and Pastor, and thanking Pastor for that song he played. Amen. We got to believe God for it. Amen. Praise God. The scripture I like to share is coming from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day, thanking you, Father God, for our pastor as he comes and he teaches this word with power of the Holy Ghost and being led by your spirit, Father. Lord, we ask that you will bless him right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him, Father God, where he may be weak, Father God. Heal him, Father God, totally and completely in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one that was able to join us today, those that are listening by internet and those who have called in, Lord. Bless each and every one, and may their hearts be open to the word of God. Lord, bless all those who are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved today. And be with those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, and there is nothing impossible for you to do. Father God, bless all those that have asked us for special prayer. You know their hearts and their heart's desire, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that your will be done. Lord, continue to be with those that are sick and shut in, for you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And then in need of comforting, you say you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And then those that are going through, you said you will supply all of our needs. So Lord, let us stand on the word of God. Let us not give up. Let us be determined to follow you and live according to the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Now open up our hearts and our mind to this word that we're able to, I like what Pastor said, deposit it in our hearts, that we are able to share this word with others. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to begin this discussion picking up where we left off yesterday. And we talked about the importance of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bear in mind that first is truth, then is knowledge, then you can believe. So it's important that you get the right kind of knowledge so you can have the right kind of belief. So therefore, it's important that you get the right kind of truth. There's all kind of truth, but we're not going there today. And we just said on yesterday that knowing and believing are different. So we're going to talk about knowing, which means that you possess knowledge. And that brings us to our scripture today that Peter said that we're to add. Remember he said over there in 2 Peter 1 and 5? And, well, matter of fact, let's back up here for a minute. Peter said in 1 and 3, 1 and 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through knowledge of God. If knowing is knowledge, he's saying let it be multiplied, multiplication. I don't know what tables they're using, but I know it's at least twice more than you have, three times, five times. But let it be multiplied, the knowledge of knowing wherever that is, who you are, if it's where you came from, you need it needs to multiply. The knowledge needs to multiply. Why? So you can believe. Let's not forget Romans now, because Romans 10 said, now, how you gonna know about God unless somebody tells you? So when somebody tells you, they're giving you the knowledge so you can know. And that goes through everything, whatever faith, doesn't matter, so you can believe. You want to know about the Spirit? Peter's saying here, grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Knowledge is to be multiplied. How I know that? 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, according as his divine power had given unto us things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge, through knowing. Minister Robertson said, and I quote, knowing is so much better. That's what he said. And that's why this is so important, because you want to know. I like the idea, know that you know that you know. It's better than hoping. It's better than wishing. You want to know. The reason you want to know so you can believe. You want to acquire that knowledge. So that will give you the right to act on that knowledge. Also, while we were in 2 Peter, I believe it was in 2 Peter, 1 and 5 says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue to knowledge. Woo, do you hear that? I'm going to try to read the scriptures out the Messenger Bible. And the sixth verse says this, and to add knowledge to temperance, and temperance to patience, and to patience godliness. And the eighth verse says, for if these things be in you and abound, that they may you, that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll know this stuff, man. You'll know it. Okay, Pastor, you want to read that 2 Peter? I think I read 2 Peter 1. I don't know if I started the third. I think I might have started the third verse. This, I thought the second verse. 2 Peter 1, 2 through 8, and the only verse I didn't do was verse 7. But go ahead.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the Message Bible. Grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus, our Master. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who absolutely, I'm sorry, the one who invited us to God. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. Complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the others, and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you. Amen.
Amen, amen. So it's about knowing, and knowing comes from knowledge. And you ask the question, and what is knowledge? A body of facts or learned by experience. Now, there's two ways you learn things. You either learn it through experience, and you learn it through observation.
Amen.
But learning and knowing, and this is how you get to know stuff. So what Peter says here, it's about truth, though. It's about the true knowledge and the power that grows doesn't come from within us, but from God, because we don't have the resource to be true godly. We don't have that. So God allow us to participate in his divine nature. How is
that?
Word of God. So in order to keep us from sin and help us live for him, we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's what empowers us. It's this knowledge, knowing that, hey, man, I can live right. I can do the right thing because I'm being empowered by God. And then it becomes normal. In John 3 and 6, also in John 3, John 14, 17, also read. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. I don't lose anybody with this, but I want you to know it's the Spirit that's empower you. What is Spirit? It's the Word of God. The Bible says the words I say, they are Spirit and they are life. So in 2 Corinthians 5:21, you got to have this knowledge, knowing that God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God. See, when you know this, you can believe this. You can act that way. Because believing is acting on the word of God. And that's where you want to get to. You want to get to, well, I hope he saved me. I wish he saved me. No, you want to know it. Why? So you can believe it.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you find those scriptures yet, Pastor? Okay, I'm going to let her read these scriptures. Then write some. Go ahead.
Okay, Pastor. In John 3 and 6, reading from the King James, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. And then John 14:17, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Amen.
Amen. See, that comes through knowledge of knowing. Everybody don't know Christ. Even they may say they do, but they don't know. You know why? Because they don't have the knowledge. They don't have what the Word of God really say. And that was another subject that we said we was going to touch on. We're going to touch on it this week because you know, it doesn't mean you believe. See, you got a lot of people, they know, but they don't believe it. And you may ask, can you know a thing and not believe it? Absolutely. You can have the knowledge and not act on it. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now, if you think about it. So what he says is that this knowledge come from God through being born again, not a corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. This spirit that's within this word gets in us and change us. Now, that's why it's important that you have to rightly divide the word of truth. See, faith must be more than belief in certain facts. It must result into action. It has to. It has to become action. The word of God you have to become a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Growth in Christianity or growth in your Christian walk, that character come from you practicing what the word of God says. That's where that come from. By you being disciplined, the old man dying. And it will die away, according to James 2:14-17. Peter lists several of faith action. Learning to know God is better than developing presence. In other words, he's saying to us, doing God's will, loving others. These actions do not come automatically. I mean, because you go to church don't mean you're going to love somebody.
No, all right now. Go on and say it.
And because you carry your Bible, it doesn't mean you walking with God. See, it requires action. These actions, and I'm going to keep saying this till we really get it. It's not automatic. It's not automatic because you gave your hand to the preacher. It's not automatic. And knowing you gave your hand to the pastor does not empower you. It takes you acting on the word of God that empowers us to become believers. But he also gives us the responsibility of learning. You have to learn, brothers and sisters, so you can grow. We should not be surprised at these that say that they believe, but they don't act. Don't be surprised at that.
Amen.
Yeah. They're resisting truth. And that's not condemnation. This is a word up. So when he tells us that there are false teachers, for instance, saying that self-control was not needed because the need to do to help the believers anyway. No, that's not true. But it is true that your deeds cannot save you. That's true. You can do all you want to do. That won't save you. It was the grace of God. So we gain this knowledge. Please hear this. You gain this knowledge to know. So once you know, you can operate. You even have to go back there anymore because you're a doer of the word. That's why that eighth verse says, for if these things be in you, if they be in you, The word if is a possibility. They could and could not be in you. You may not have these truths in you, but if they're in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge, in knowing. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is knowing. I don't know how that reads in the Messenger Bible, Pastor. 2 Peter 1:8. How that read in the Messenger Bible?
All right. Let me get that for us. 2 Peter 1:8. Growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Amen.
God wants us to know this stuff. And you cannot begin to act on this, trust me, until you get the knowledge. So that's what Romans 10 is about, really. How are they going to know this stuff? And then remember, it's true knowledge, belief. Once you have that knowledge of that thing, you can believe in it. And I've been using a chair for example. You know that chair is true because you see it. Then you get the knowledge that has enough screws in it. It will hold you. If you decide to sit down, it may look wobbly. It may look crazy. But because you have knowledge or you know a thing, then you can sit in it. That's what calls you to believe. See? That's what calls you to believe. Because then you can act on it. And let me say something else. Because believing is not the same as knowing. Because you got secondhand information. And that's not a bad thing. Because that's what God wants. He wants us to believe. And when I say secondhand, I'm talking about the knowledge. He wrote it. See, you can't say you've never been to heaven. You haven't really saw God. So you're going to have to believe for it. That's the beauty in this. It's because you don't know, you can believe for it. But once you be taught believing, Peter said he wants you to increase in knowledge. Get to know more of him. Get to know that he's a different kind of father that you've been told. He's a loving father. He's a father of grace. He's a father that give you the same stuff he has. That's righteousness. I looked at LeBron James last night. He want his boys to have everything he has. He wanted them on the court with him when he broke the record. Now, if he can do this in the human form, and I probably know some mothers, and if you be honest with yourself, if you're a true mother, you want to invest. You want to deposit as much good stuff in your child. And if you don't, it's something to do. So it is. That's why the Bible says Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. God wiped away with that law stuff because he wanted to give you some free righteousness. And you ain't got to beg for it. You ain't got to sit up and hoop and holler and cry and jump over and all this. That's not the kind of God you serve. The more knowledge you get about God, the more you'll see his love. People still ain't understood the love of God. Why he would give his only son. Only, didn't have another one. That's the kind of God. See, when you really have that kind of love, you give till it hurts. You give till you don't have no more. You give your last. See, this is the kind of knowledge. Even though they hit you on one side, on one cheek, you turn the other cheek. They ask you to give them your coat. He said, give them your cloak also. See, that's the kind of love, to start loving like God. And let me tell you what. And we want to pretty much be done. Anyone have anything they want to share? We'll let you share. God wants you to be with him eternally.
Yes.
Woo! Let me say that one more time. Did you realize God wants you to be with him eternally? He wants you to be with him forever. He ain't trying to leave you behind. He ain't trying to say, well, I'm going here and you go there. No, God wants us to be with him eternally. Well, how do you get there? By believing. God don't want a building. He wants you to be the building. He wants to live in you. God wants you to be his sanctuary. God wants to know he can abide in you and you can abide in him. Yeah. God would never leave us helpless.
Thank
he would never leave us helpless. So all that garbage you've been taught, that's not true knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
People want to beat people up with sin. See, people are more sin conscious than they are righteous conscious. You know what? Because they haven't got the true knowledge. That's why they want to live in the old rather than the new. And they believe that. They believe that if you don't act like Moses, you want to hell. I mean, they will tell you that crazy stuff, man. And Moses never had the grace of God that we have. Never. He never operated in it. He gave the law. But Christ is the law of the spirit of life.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, you had that part now where if you want to have any comments or something, you can at this time. Let's see here, someone here. Someone dialed in privately. Can I help you?
Yes, hello. I called yesterday, but I didn't get to tell you my full story about my brother. I was hoping I could share real quick.
Does it have anything to do with today's lesson?
Well, it does, because I was hoping, pertaining to your lesson, if you could pray for my brother. We're having a family issue, and I'd like to see us get back together and pray, because he's very ugly. He had something, happen. He lost his hair, and he's self-conscious about it. His name's William.
And he lost his hair?
Yes, he lost his hair, and he's very jealous because I moved to America, and I have a very beautiful wife. My wife is more beautiful than his, and he's become quite angry over it.
Well, get the man a wig. I mean, find him a wig or something. Put something on his head, okay? We ain't got to pray for that. All
but
right.
What about it?
Anybody else? Anybody else? Find the man a wig. Anybody else? Pastor, you have anything you need here?
Yes, Pastor. I just wanted to read that 2 Peter 1. And verses 2-8 from the New Living Translation, it says, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patience, endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen.
Awesome. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate that. That's what we want. We want more knowledge, and that's knowing, which comes from knowledge. And that's where you live. Then it's easy to believe. It's easy to believe. Believe in your prayer. Believe that whatever you say and not doubt, or whatever you say will come to pass. You can believe that. Act on that.
Amen.
You can pray for yourself. You can act on the word of God for yourself. You don't need a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
You go pray for yourself. Yeah. And then if that ain't, two or more will gather together in my name. We ain't got time for jealousy, for ugliness. We ain't got time for that craziness. Let me tell you, brother and sister, it's about believing. Believing in what you say will come to pass. Start asking God for this stuff. You know, don't wait on people.
Yes, okay? Amen.
There's no difference between Jew or Greek or Gentile. We're all the same in the Lord.
Yeah.
With that being said, if no one else, let me look back on it. If no one else, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.